Mr. Stagg, we had an add-on here from this morning here, a request for public hearing, oyster planting ground marking regulations.
It is a draft regulation for each one of these. I'm sure all of you do right now. Is there any questions?
If you could take them home. There is a typo on one of them where it says page 1 of 3, 2 of 3, then it says 3 of 5. And it's, we'll get that fixed. So as you noted this morning, as Tony noted this morning, two regulations, marking regulation related to marking of oyster leased ground, and it's kind of semi-companion regulation related to aquaculture structures, which has some marking requirements and refers back to the oyster leasing marking regulation. Last year's General Assembly, there was a bill introduced to ban PVC pipe mechanism to mark oyster ground, and it was tabled, but one of the things that resulted from that tabling was that the commission would look at this issue and offer a report back to the General Assembly before they meet again this year. We were working on that. But so we looked at this issue. We did take the marking regulation and the aquaculture regulation to the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee, Shellfish Management Task Force, and vetted it with them. We made some changes based on their comments. We will send this to the members of the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee for their comments. Jim's going to coordinate that with me. And the Regulatory Review Committee here internally in the agency will also look at both these regulations to see if there's any tweaking we need to do with the language. But we are not proposing to ban PVC pipe in the regulation, but we are trying to clarify and fix a few little minor errors that were in it and add some additional ways to mark ground that we hope may make marking ground less onerous to the public, because we're having a lot of complaints about the way oyster ground is marked, particularly in populated areas, and clarify the marking of active aquaculture areas within a lease. It's always been required that if you put cages or nets within a lease that you were supposed to mark the area, that you're doing that activity in addition to marking the lease. This will change a little bit on how you have to mark the lease in relation to the active areas, and will also offer some additional ways you can mark the intense areas to add buoys. The only buoys you can use now are canned buoys, and we would like to add round mooring type buoys, which we think would be less obtrusive visually, but would still mark them, and also identify better what's going on, so people are cautioned better that there's things going on there that, in the boating public. So all that language is in there. The marking regulation has quite a bit of additional language. The aquaculture regulation just better defines what aquaculture structures are and clarifies a little better how to be marked.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Taggart.
Hearing next month.
I'm sort of surprised that we're not going to look at a little bit of the PVC. I hear it a lot from people who use the water, particularly on the seaside. The PVC seems to splinter and be a bit of a hazard.
What we hear.
It's not like a piece of bamboo or gum.
No. It's funny that you use bamboo as an example. I would agree that it doesn't splinter like a gum sapling or oak sapling, but bamboo will split, and I would not want a piece of bamboo stuck through me.
Yeah.
You know, on a jet ski. I wouldn't want a piece of PVC pipe either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in order for us to enforce the laws related to leasing ground, for both the leaseholder and for us, you know, the ground needs to be marked in some manner. And some people say, well, just use GPS. Well, you know, that's not a very good mechanism to try to enforce the law on marking a piece of oyster ground. You need a visual aid.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know what the alternative is to PVC pipe. But
it's fairly new. I mean, you know, we didn't used to use PVC.
No, but it's the standard now.
I mean, it is.
That's used more than any other type of material now. So it's listed in there as an example of some of the things that you can use. It was in the regulation before where it says corner markers, for example, PVC pipe, gum saplings, or bamboo. And we're not proposing to change that. So this is not really a real reaction to the PVC law, but that was introduced to ban it. But because we have to report back to the commission, you know, that we've looked at the issue, we started looking at the marking regulation. It did have some deficiencies in it that we thought ought to be fixed anyway. And we thought we could improve it. Like I said, we've gone through the Shellfish Management Committee Task Force, and that we proposed some things that they didn't like color coding the marking. The only thing that's left in there now is if you have a piece of ground that's borders a polluted line or is bisected by a polluted line, that line has to be marked, and it should be marked with some type of orange flagging or paint. These corners marked with white, but it's voluntary. So no other color. We were going to do blue for public ground, and we had a whole Christmas tree arrangement, and yeah, that didn't fly too well. Plus, I think that would cause angst to the public who already think there's too many PVC or think there's too many pipes. You heard it today on the Oyster Ground case. One of the big objections of the people in Horn Harbor was there's too many stakes in here already. Well, not more stakes.
That brings me to my follow-ups question. So you do see these grounds with, it looks like a picket fence that goes on forever. And these crazy configurations that aren't marking the ground itself, they're marking something that's happening there, the system that they have set up.
Right.
And is this regulation going to speak to that at all?
Well, the aquaculture regulation says that if you do intensive aquaculture activity like cages or nets, that you are supposed to mark that area independently of the lease, or if the lease is small enough, you could just mark the lease. And that would be your marking for the intense area. But, you know, both these regulations, if approved, will not make less stakes. It will probably mean more markers of some kind. So it's trust me, it's a problem we already have, and it's a use conflict issue with, you know, other uses of the water. Residential people want jet skiing, tubing, and see these as an interference to that, and you know, they are. Anything in the water is a hazard. But so is a channel marker. People run into those routinely with boats. I wouldn't want to hit one of those either.
No. Mr. Erskine.
Well, there was a lot of discussion at the task force about this issue, and it was clear that we needed flexibility in this, not just to limit either the use or the use of PVC or discontinue the use of PVC, that it does work well in most areas, I guess. Maybe there are some areas that it does not work well. But there are alternatives, and the buoys were tried to come into the discussion because that was another alternative to use the buoys. And I think we also discussed about removal, voluntary removal, or may remove those poles after it's been surveyed and things like that and
right.
Put them back.
Right.
So we tried to make it a little bit flexible, I guess, and also appease some of those landowners.
Have a little more flexibility in that you used to say you had to mark your lease.
Right.
And this will be, if you're doing intensive agriculture, you could mark just the area you're doing, and you don't necessarily have to mark the entire lease because mm-hmm. you're still marking the area that you're doing something active on. And we clarified that no one else is supposed to remove the stakes in this updated version other than the leaseholder or his authorized agent. Because we do have people going out and pulling them up now. And that's,
oh, really?
That is in violation of the code, but it wasn't in the regulation. The code basically says you cannot alter an Oyster Ground lease stake.
This is a request for a public hearing.
Yep.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.